A Coppell Valley Historical Moment. James Henderson, internationally known artist. Recently, the art exhibit, A Tale of Two Valleys, showed a collection of many artists' depictions of our valley at the Mendel Gallery in Saskatoon, the Mackenzie in Regina, and the McMichael in Toronto. James Henderson, Fort Coppell artist, was prominent in that collection. James was born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1871. He apprenticed as a lithography artist at age 16. This he did for 7 years and also studied at the Glasgow School of Art in the evening. After his apprenticeship, he did commercial design and theatrical poster work in London. He was born the son of a Scottish sea captain and was expected to follow the family tradition and work at sea. His preference of a sketch pad over a ship earned neither sympathy nor help of any kind from his father. James and his wife came to Canada in 1909, living in Winnipeg and Regina, before coming to Fort Coppell in 1915. Here he painted not only many scenes of the valley, but also many portraits of Cree, Sioux, and Assiniboine Indians. He also spent considerable time studying the Indian way of life, visiting one reserve after another in Alberta and Saskatchewan. He inspired confidence in the people he befriended by his kind and friendly manner, overcoming the old belief that death would come to them if they were painted. In fact, the Dakota made him an honorary chief with the name Wiki Tek Wapi, which means the man who paints old man. Exhibitions of his work were held in different places in England, Scotland, and Canada. Mr. Henderson was honored by the University of Saskatchewan with an honorary Doctor of Laws degree in May 1951, but he was unable to attend the convocation. His name was presented by Dr. Gordon Snellgrove, head of the art department, who referred to him as Dean of Saskatchewan Artists, esteemed throughout Canada as a painter of the first rank. Dr. Henderson left a lasting memorial in his landscape of the valley, which he loved so well, and a historical legacy in the form of portraits of prairie Indians. He died on May 5th, 1951. The Leader Post, in an editorial published shortly after his death, said, "It is in the homes across Canada where Henderson's paintings hang, chosen out of sentiment, out of homesickness, out of sheer appreciation, that the quiet Scottish painter from the valley will have left his most beloved memorial." This has been a Coppell Valley Historical Moment on 88.3 Voice of the Valley Radio.